So a person to create an as-isness would have to create the as-isness of the object itself and all of its parts. And only at that moment would he escape the law of conservation of energy. Conservation of energy depends upon the chaos of all parts of all things being mixed up with all the parts of all the things. In other words, we couldn't have any conservation of energy unless we were all completely uncertain as to where this atom or that atom originated. And if we were totally uncertain as to the original creation spot in the space of the atom, molecule, proton, whatever, if we were to remain totally ignorant, we of course could not destroy it, because force will not destroy it. Force will not destroy anything made of force. And in view of the fact that you'd have to make as many as-isnesses as there are the atoms in the object, why, it looks awfully complex unless you could span your attention that wide and that fast. And, of course, at that moment, why, it would blow up. Therefore, conservation of energy is exceeded. It itself is a consideration. Now, we've taken care of as-isness by this mechanics of a perfect duplicate. As-isness would be the condition created again in the same time, in the same space, same place, with the same energy and the same mass, the same motion, in the same time continuum. The same time continuum is only incidentally important. It comes up as importance when you're crossing between universes. And particles do not cross between universes. A particle is only as good as it is riding on its own time continuum. You destroy the time continuum, and of course no activity can take place from that moment forward. That's completely aside from this. I mean, here's group A, and they made a set of postulates which gives them certain energy and mass, and over here is group B, and they make a certain set of postulates. Unless group A and group B get together and mutually agree to accept each other's masses, why, you just would never get to a point where the mass created by group A and the mass created by group B would interchange. Somebody has to be around always who is part and parcel of the creation of the mass looked at least by agreement. See, he has to be around at least by agreement. And we get a time continuum. We get a continuous consciousness. Now, it's this thing they talk about when they talk about cosmic consciousness, which is a very, very fancy word for saying, well, we've all been here for a long time. We could translate it much more intelligibly that way.